You've got a business, you own a business, you want to own a business, you're really excited about being your own boss, choosing your own hours, earning the amount of money that you want to earn, working with the people that you want to work with, go on holidays at a time that suits you. They're all the gorgeous, amazing, special things about having your own business. But have you heard you can't be successful in business, there's too many businesses, you don't make any money for the first year of business or the first 5 years, it's really hard, it's really stressful, it's awful, you'll hate it. Now that information usually comes from people that have either never had a business or they've had a business and it failed. And when I use the word failed, for me all that means is that they gave up. So if I never give up, I can never fail. If I tried something and it became a challenge or it was too hard or I just didn't have the discipline to do it and I gave up, they're usually the people that say to you, you can't be successful in business. If we look at it the other way, are there successful businesses? Yes. Are there businesses that make millions of dollars every year, if not bazillions? And I don't know what that number means. Yes. Are there people who love their business? They're passionate about it. They work in it 7 days a week. They don't even want to go on holidays because they love it so much. And of course, the answer is yes. And you, if you have an idea, if you've got something that you're passionate about and you want to bring a product or service to the world, could you have a successful business? And of course, the answer is yes. So what's the difference between the people who fail at business or they tell you that you can't be successful even though they've never had a business, because how would they know, versus the people that have a really successful business, they've been doing it for a really long time. And then there's the really interesting group of businesses that have been around for 100 years, 200 years, and they make a product or a service that the world loves. And there's some really top-end businesses. The other ones that are really exciting to me are the ones that people from all over the world want to be involved with that business, even though it's not in their country. So I always use the example of Disney. Most children, regardless of whether you're as old as me or older, or you've just come into the world, most kids, most people want to go to Disneyland, want to go to Disney World. What makes a company like that so successful for such a long time? What makes a company like Louis Vuitton, for example, that's been around for a really long time, they never have a sale, they never have a discount, they have a product range that's really expensive compared to any other handbag, suitcase, accessory store, and yet people want to own that product. It's one of the most copied products in the world, because if people can't have the real thing, they're prepared to buy a copy. What's the difference between your business can't work, it's going to fail, businesses that are average and the owners just get by, and the businesses that have been around for a really long time? Now, as a business college owner, they're obviously the things that I study on a day-to-day basis, but there is one thing, and often people say that to me, Roe, is there one thing that I need to do that will make my business successful? And of course, there's not just one thing. There's not just one thing that you could do. But there is a concept, a very important concept that seems to, it is the reason that the top businesses in the world and the ones that have been around for the longest periods of time are the reason why they are so successful. And you'll often hear this kind of thrown out there, or people don't know what it really means. But this concept is really important. It's called a USP, a unique selling point, a unique selling proposition. And let's have a look at USP, and we'll separate it out into the three words. The first one, of course, is the most important, unique. What does unique mean? And if you look at the dictionary version of what, or translation of what it means, or what you think it means, there might be some variations on the word unique. But ultimately, it's nobody else does it, or nobody else is it, or nobody else is the same as. Completely different from everybody else or everything else. And interestingly, the businesses that copy what everybody else is doing or do it the same way as everybody else seem to be in the group that don't do very well, or they just do averagely. It seems that the businesses that are unique are the ones that become successful in the short term and they go on to be successful in the long term. So what do you need to do if you're starting a business or if you have a current business? What do you need to do to make your business unique from anybody else that does what you do? So for example, animals, we could say that is an animal. But obviously there are very unique animals, different animals that are completely different from any other animal. If you then go into, for example, dogs, you can say that's a dog, but there are some very unique dogs. So yes, they've got four legs and yes, you would call them a dog, but they're complete, a Chihuahua is completely different from a Great Dane. A Chihuahua is unique compared to a Great Dane. So they're just some interesting things to consider inside your head. So even if you're a plumber or you've got a gym or you've got a legal service or you're a doctor, what do you do that's completely different from everybody else? And there's a great thing to start putting into your headspace if you have a business now and it's not going as well as you'd like it to, or if you're thinking about starting a business. That great question when somebody says, what is it that you do? You need to be able to say this: we specialize in, I'm a specialist in. And then if somebody says, why should I do business with you? So there's five plumbers, why should I do business with you? And the sophisticated, classy, gracious way to answer that question goes like this: would you like me to share with you the single, the three, the five things that make us unique from any other plumber? The three, the five, the seven things that make us different from any other gym. This is the number one thing that makes us unique from any other beautician. And those two are really important and they should be able to roll off your tongue. So we specialize in. And interestingly, specialization, it might not be your product or service. It might be the way you do business. It might be the time of the day that you do business. It might be the people that you do business with. But ultimately, when somebody says, why should I do business with you, or what makes you different from everybody else, you need to have rolling off your tongue, this is the single thing that makes us unique from everybody else, or these are the three, five, seven things that make us completely different from any other business or any other business that does the same thing that we do. Now, the interesting thing when it comes to the technicality of a USP, one would argue that it needs to be a fact. You need to be able to prove that no other business does what you do, so that if somebody goes and looks at all the other businesses that do what you do, and ironically, if you are the only business that does what you do, that of course makes you unique, and that's a beautiful position to be in. We are the only business that does this. We are unique to the world because we're the only people that do this. Now, be aware, of course, that if you get yourself into that situation, that people want to copy really quickly. So it doesn't matter which business started with that. We started with Uber, or we started with Google, or we started with Rolexes, or we started with Louis Vuitton suitcases, or it doesn't matter which company you have a look at. There's then a whole heap of other companies that will copy. And there's another great question to ask. Do you want to be the company that starts with something new and fresh and unique, and then people copy you? Or will you be the person that copies somebody else? And that's just a personal question. But if you are copying somebody else, then you can't be unique because you're doing what other people do. If you are the person that did it first, or you are doing it best, or you are unique and somebody copies you, you now have to come up with other USPs, unique selling points. And that's one of the things that's been a driving force for me the whole time I've been out my entire career in the health and education business. Every time somebody copies me, and they do, every time somebody copies Max and what the Max International Colleges do, and people do copy all the time, I get really excited about that rather than annoyed or frustrated, because a lot of businesses say to me, look, I came up with this great idea and now everybody's copying me, and they get annoyed about it. I get excited about it because what it does, it forces you to get better. If you have three or five USPs, unique selling points that make you completely different from any other business, and then somebody copies what you do, you can no longer call it a unique selling point. It doesn't mean you stop doing it, but you can't call it a USP anymore. When somebody says, why should I do business with you? Because everybody else is doing what you do, I can no longer say these are the three or five things that we do that's different from everybody else because somebody else is doing it. So you've got to be aware that if somebody copies you, you have to keep getting better. Isn't that exciting? I love that concept. So what is it about your business, your product, your service, the way that you do your business that makes you unique? Nobody else does it. Nobody else has it. And if you have that, then nobody can compete. They can't compete on price because they don't have the same product or service as you. They can't compete with you on product or service because you're the only person doing it. And then a reminder that if they copy you, and I find that a bit embarrassing. If you're in business and you copy what other people do, what does that do for your own brain space? If you copy, you're not expanding your own brain, but that's a conversation for another time. So if you want to have a successful business, it's been strongly suggested that what are your USPs? It might be a USP, what makes you unique from any other business that's doing the same thing that you do. Or it could be three to five things that you do completely different. And ultimately, you would need to prove that. It needs to be a fact. Now, the other variation of that, which you might hear, is a point of difference. So we have USPs and PODs, USPs and PODs. USPs, technically, if you want to look at it from a business point of view, is what you're doing unique, different, memorable from everybody else. You have to prove that it's a fact and nobody else is doing it. A point of difference is what your customers and clients talk about. So it's not something that you would advertise, it's not something you'd put into your marketing, but it's what you do that makes your customers and clients say wow, and they're telling other people about what you do. So I'll give you an example. You wouldn't put in your marketing that you're a really nice person or that you remember people's names or that you give people birthday presents. You wouldn't put in your marketing, when you join our business, we're going to buy a birthday present. It just doesn't sit right. But if that's something special that you do in your business, your customers and clients will be telling other people, yeah? So they'll say, I go to this great gym and they remember my birthday and they buy me a present. Or they remember my name. I've never had that before in any other business where every time I go there, they actually remember my name. Or I love going there because they have a really great uniform and they give me a fluffy white towel at the end of my session. Not things that you would put in as a USP, a unique selling point, because they're part of your customer service. And if you start marketing your customer service as a unique selling point, is it possible that you could screw up? And I'll just put that question out there. If you promise that you're going to remember everybody's name and you use that as a unique selling point, if you ever forget, you could be in trouble because now you're telling lies. You've told the world that this is what we do, but you don't really do it because you've made a mistake. But if it becomes part of your process, part of your customer service system, and your customers and clients are talking about it, that makes you different from any other business. So I'll use that example again. I've been to 50 other gyms. They never remember my name. I go to this gym and they always remember my name. So that makes your gym a point of difference. Versus unique selling point, which is we are the only gym that operates in our area between, where you can go get a program done between 12 o'clock at night and 3 o'clock in the morning, for example. Now, that's an extreme example, but that would be a USP because no other gym in the area has people available between midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning to be able to write you a program or give you a personal exercise coaching session. The third part of that is what could you own that makes you completely different from everybody else? So I call it an EST, an EST. And you'll often hear people say this, we are the best EST. We are the biggest EST. We are the oldest EST. We are the newest business. If you own one of those and you can use it in your advertising, that is actually a USP. You can say, we are the oldest business in this area. We have been operating for the longest period of time. And if that's the truth, that will give you a USP. If you are the biggest and you can, and that's the truth, you can then market that. You can advertise that and say, we have the biggest range of products. We have the largest number of pieces of equipment. We have the biggest building. Now, there's a couple of fun ones that you could use. You could be the tiniest, you could be the ugliest. Because I'm an exercise professional, I'll use this as an example. If you've got a really ugly gym, you wouldn't try and market that it's a beautiful gym because it's really ugly. But why not use that in your marketing? And it could be a USP. We have the ugliest gym in the city. It's ugly, ugly, ugly. We're the ugliest. Now, the beautiful thing about marketing, of course, is that if you stand out, if you are unique, if you're different, if you're memorable, then people go, oh, wow, that's interesting. Our brain is designed to focus on things that it's never seen before. So, for example, if you're driving along the motorway or driving along the freeway and you see silver cars and white cars and blue cars and black cars, you don't really notice them. They just keep going past you. But if a car went past you that was bright pink with yellow spots, you'd notice it, you'd remember it, because you'd go, oh my God, there's a pink car with yellow spots. The brain's designed to see things that it's not used to seeing. So if you create in your business something that's so unique and different that it stands out from the crowd, then it will be memorable. And that's why the word ugliest is really cool, because most people wouldn't use that word. You might say that you're the tiniest. We are the tiniest gym in the world. That would be memorable because it's not usually something that people go, oh, gyms are usually big. This one's really tiny. So what can you put into your marketing, into your advertising, and if it's going to be a USP, into the truth of your business, the people would say, oh, wow, nobody else does that. And then the way to answer that beautiful question when somebody says, why should I do business with you, or what makes you better than everybody else, or I can get your product or service cheaper everywhere else, you can say this beautifully. Would you like me to share with you the unique difference that we have from any other business? Would you like me to share with you the 3, 5, 7 things that make us completely different from any other business? Now, something to be really aware of, that's my little puppy dog coming in to say hello. That little tick, tick, tick on the tiles, I hope you hear that. I get excited when I hear that because he's over 20 years of age, my little puppy dog, so I love hearing that noise that he's walking on the floor. Anyway, that's just a side note. You see, he's the oldest. I've got 4 dogs, and out of my 4 puppy dogs, he's the oldest, so he can own that. Nobody can take that away from him. That is the truth. Brutus is the oldest of our dogs. So if you can own that in business, and I'll give you a couple others. You can be the tallest, you can be the shortest, you can be the youngest, you can be the oldest, you can be the biggest, you can be the smallest, you can be the ugliest, you can be the prettiest. If you own that and people know that that's you, that then becomes a USP because it's the truth and it's also really memorable. If you do anything the same as anybody else, if your systems are the same, your prices are the same, your building's the same, your customer service system is the same, your product or service is the same, is it possible that you would then have to compete on price? If you do anything that is the same as another business, you'll have to compete on price. Because there's nothing that's going to make you stand out from the crowd. If you have a USP or multiple USPs, you can use that beautiful statement, would you like me to share with you the 3, 5, 7 things that make us uniquely different from any other business or any other business that does the same thing that we do? So you could be the golden frog, you could be the golden horse, you could be the tallest, you could be the shortest, the oldest, the youngest, the prettiest, the ugliest. It doesn't matter as long as you own something that's the truth, and that will mean you don't have to compete on price. So the question I always ask businesses if they say to me, look, we're not making enough money, or we're only doing average, or we wish we could expand our business, my question is always, how many USPs do you have? How many unique selling points do you have? And then how many points of difference do you have that your customers and clients will be talking about? So what do you do differently that we could ask your customers and clients? That's called a testimonial. What are they saying about you that they love? And that is a point of difference from any other business. So if your customers and clients are at a barbecue or a social event, or they've gone to the beach and they're talking to a group of people and they say this, oh my God, I love going to this lawyer because he remembers my name, or I love going to this lawyer because he treats me with respect, or I love going to that particular doctor because they actually spend time and invest time with me. It's the things that people say about you that they appreciate about your business that will give you a beautiful rounded, this is why we're successful, because we have USPs, we have points of difference, we own a particular area of the market. And most importantly, our customers and clients love us. And is it possible that if your customers and clients love you, that they'll be telling other people about what you do? And you might not even have to do any marketing anymore because, for example, yes, Disney does lots of marketing. But ultimately, whether you're my age or you're 16 or 6 or even younger, there are so many kids from around the world, so many people from around the world that want to go to something that's so iconic as Disneyland or Disney World. And that's when business becomes really exciting, when you don't have to market your business, other people are marketing your business for you. You are so good at what you do and you're so passionate about what you do that people want to buy into your passion or they want a part of your passion. So that's my last question. Passion, pass I on. If you break it up, pass I on. I'll rephrase. Why would you go into business if it's something that you're not passionate about? If you go into business to make money, wouldn't it be a really good idea then to be passionate about money? So you might become a mortgage broker or buy a bank or get into banking because you're passionate about money. But if you go into business, do something that you're really excited about, and then could it be really easy to pass I on? If you're passionate about something and you can pass your passion on to somebody else and they want to be a part of what you do, is it possible that they'll want to buy into your business, they want to buy your product or service, they're going to be there long term because they're passionate about it? So what is your USP? What is your points of difference? What are you doing completely different to everybody else? Do you own one of those ESTs? And if not, which one could you own? Could you be the tallest, the shortest, the fattest, the skinniest, the oldest, the youngest, the biggest, the smallest? And when your customers and clients are talking about you and telling their circle of influence about you, what are you doing to make people talk about you in a way that they're so excited to share your product or service with the rest of the world? And please, if somebody tells you that you can't be successful in business, the great question to ask, have you been in business before? If the answer is no, why would you listen? And if they say they have been in business but they haven't been successful, is it possible that they didn't understand how to run a successful business, how to operate a successful business, how to make a business successful? And is it possible that there are plenty of successful businesses in the world and you just have to learn? How about learn from the people who are really good at it rather than listen to the people that are not very good at it? Could that be a good idea? Woohoo!